It's quite a unique location, and it's very exciting in terms of my interest in architecture as well as being a sculptor. I'm fascinated by buildings and also by the location of my work. The context of it, inevitably and obviously, is very important. And the nature of my work is such that it doesn't obscure views. You can actually see through them. They have a certain transparency. Not that they're made of glass, but they're very open sculptures which frame views. So wherever they're put, wherever they're placed, whether it's indoors or in a landscape, in the country or in the urban environment, they borrow elements of the environment, and that becomes part of the piece itself. You can see buildings through it, and it becomes almost one with the sculpture, which is fascinating for me, especially in terms of the remarkable buildings that are going up in this part of London, that have gone up over the years, the Foster buildings and various wonderful architecture. London isn't noted really for, or hasn't been for, great architecture. Our architects tend to get commissions abroad, but this part of London does have some great buildings. So it's thrilling to have work in the context here.
So talk us through the three individual pieces of work.
Yes, there are, well, the works that are going to be placed here, one of them is already on site and in its location. Two of them are part of a series called Southern Shade. They're black bronze pieces and work quite well because it's quite a monochrome setting here. The buildings are grey, black, chrome. So in terms of the colour, it works very very well. In contrast, the third piece is called Kiss, and it's a painted steel piece, quite a vivid red, and that isn't in direct visual contact with the other two. It's around the corner, so it makes a totally different relationship to the setting. But to go back to the two bronze pieces, they're part of a series called Southern Shade. I spend quite a lot of time in the south of France, and all my life I've made drawings of landscape, elements of landscape, trees, plants. And although it doesn't, it's for my own enjoyment, I don't exhibit those drawings very much. Occasionally I do. I had a show of them at the Royal Academy a couple of years ago because they were intrigued that a man who makes resolutely non-figurative work should also all his life be making figurative landscapes and drawings of plants and trees. But they obviously, although they're not a direct part of my work, they feed into my sculpture. And in the south of France, I've become obsessed with the trees called parasol pines, very dense canopy, shadows beneath. And there's aspects of these two pieces that correspond to those aspects of the trees. They have their interior, shadowy interior, and almost plumbing, almost, you might call it, of elliptical elements, some of which are outside, some of which are within the shadow interior. They are made, like most of my work, I work a lot with geometric forms. A lot of the pieces incorporate ellipses. And an ellipse, for me, is one of the most dynamic and beautiful of forms. It's part of the world we inhabit, whether we know it or not. The whole universe is based upon ellipses. And they are, to me, quite satisfying. So a lot of the vocabulary I use is in the form of ellipses.
I think the noise in the background from the lorry is one of the pieces being installed. I want to go back to why you chose those particular pieces, but also the fact that Kiss is very much unlike the other two pieces. What does it mean to you? Are you a bit of a romantic at heart?
I suppose I am, but I must say the term Kiss, or the title Kiss, came because of the nature of the work. It's one of a series of three where a conic shape is set in a dialogue with a triangular wedge. In the case of the two works in the series that aren't present, there's a physical contact. So the wedge actually stabilizes the cone and vice versa. So there's a direct response between the two. In the case of Kiss that's here, there's a gap. There's a sort of tantalizing centimeter or two gap between the edge of the cone and the knife edge of the wedge. And it's almost like that moment of approaching a kiss, which is it could almost be in like in snooker where a ball kisses another ball, that sort of terminology. It's like a glancing moment. So that's why I chose the title. The two seem to be about to have a kiss, or just had one and moving apart. So it's a little slice of light that gleams between the two forms. And there is a point at the apex of the cone and at the sharp point of the wedge where they become two points closely related in space. And the piece itself is composed of points in space, lines, and volumes. And it's a play in geometry and harmony.
You speak with a lot of passion, a lot of colour about your work. You're obviously very proud of what's happening today. For people listening to this interview, what would you say to them? What would you hope that they will get out of interacting or just looking at these works of art?
Well, I hope that they will give them a little time. I mean, sculpture for me is a bit like dance. I mean, in dance, there's movement and you sit in perhaps in one place, and the figures who are dancing, like a ballet maybe, the movement of two figures, three figures, a group of figures, make different relationships between themselves. With my sculpture, and sculpture in general, it's the opposite almost. The observer has to move around the piece, and then the elements of the sculpture start to set up a dance, an interplay. Elements move in relation to one another. So I hope that the passerby, even if he only passes it by and glances it over his shoulder as he moves, he'll see that movement and that changing relationship, as happens in landscape. If you walk through landscape, you'll notice that the elements of landscape closest to your path move faster, and those in the middle ground move slower, and the hills in the distance move extremely slowly. But there is a constant choreography of space, and that's how my sculpture should be. And of course they'll see it in relation to some wonderful buildings, as we spoke of earlier.